Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, snow accumulation mostly north and west of the city. And if you're about to head out and drive somewhere, exercise caution. Some spin outs early this morning on the roads that you would expect, 495 and 93 north and up in that area. But the city has escaped any real accumulation on this one, Curtis.
Pensacola, Florida has had 6 inches of snow more recently than Boston, Massachusetts.
It's I will take it. I am happy about that. All right. They said it at 7:20 this morning. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And then Mego will be here at 9 to talk Celtics. But right now we have leads that remain this morning. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. A feel-good lead for me. In the middle of winter, it feels like we are very far away from August and the Jimmy Fund. And every year when we get to the Jimmy Fund, we meet the best people year after year. And there was one little boy that stuck with me back in 2021, Thayer, on this show. And yes. I think Mitch has the photo of me and Thayer from that year.
Yes.
I took a very nice liking to he and his family, and I've kept in touch with his family. And Kara, his mom, posted an update about Thayer yesterday that I wanted to share with everybody. And it's a photo of him, and it says, "This guy just got cleared for another 6 months, getting so close to official cancer survivor status. In the words of Thayer, let's go."
Oh, congrats.
And yeah, every time I see an update on him, it makes me so happy. He was such a bright light. And there, when you talk to a lot of Red Sox players, any athlete in Boston, mm-hmm. they'll say there's always like one or two people that you meet through the Jimmy Fund that just really stick with you. And Thayer has been that for me. And to see him just thriving as he's getting older, I'm so happy to see that. So happy for Thayer. I'm so happy for his family. He's continuing to fight, and I hope he gets, and I feel like he's going to get to that survivor status.
Great lead.
That's
Thank
a
you.
Good,
and,
good story.
You know, what you have done, all of you who listened to this radio station over the last, Curtis, how long is it? Is it close
2002, to, I think, was the
okay.
first year, so 20-something years.
Yeah, the amount of money that you've given so that those like there who are fighting cancer have a better chance is extraordinary.
Yeah.
So
good.
Great
awesome.
Lead. Great lead. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Hell of a job, Courtney. Here's where I'm excited and I'm like, all right, you can't F up the church's money if you're the New England Patriots. When you start to look at things kind of unfolding a little bit, we talked about this with Shedeur Sanders. It looks like that the number one overall pick guy that I think a lot of these analysts or these people that draft experts are saying is going to be Cam Ward. And if Cam Ward goes number one, then there's a good chance that Cleveland's going to take Travis Hunter number two and the Giants going to take Shador at number three. So then that means New England Patriots, Elliott Wolf, Vrabel, who I have a lot of confidence in, you will not pass up Abdul Carter. I'm hearing the lineman, his name being thrown out there, the kid from LSU, Shine. What's the kid from LSU's name?
Will Campbell.
Yes, I'm hearing his. Please do not do that. If you have a chance to get a guy like Abdul Carter who can change your defense and be similar, because they're kind of comparing him to what Micah Parsons is Dallas, you do that, and then now you're able to change your defense, get you back to having a really good defense with a player like that, and your offense will continue to grow because you have the quarterback. But you cannot F up the church's money on this. If he is there at number four, you better take him.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
I know that I am accused of being a bit of a work from the office hardo. And currently, federal workers in this country who have been ordered back to work in the office are scratching and clawing the whole way back. Some of them, if you pay attention to the social medias, are threatening to boycott local businesses in Washington, D.C. when they go back, when and if they go back to work. Because one of the reasons that was suggested for the return to the office for federal workers was to help the restaurants and businesses that are dying in big cities because nobody goes into the office anymore. However, another reason was offered by Senator Joni Ernst, who was on a podcast this week and was talking about...
Oh, good. Need those.
We need more. Was talking about the Veterans Administration and the fact that those who serve this country are unable to actually get anybody on the phone or to get an answer on an email when they're trying to solve problems at the VA. And here is what Senator Ernst said, including what one worker who had been working from home was doing to demonstrate their productivity.
So I'll use the VA as an example. They have very few people that show up every single day to work. And yet we have an ever-increasing backlog of VA disability claims. We have VA hotlines where calls go unanswered. Our taxpayers expect that their calls will be returned, and they're not. So essentially, we are paying federal workers for a glorified vacation because they're not working from home. One VA employee who was in charge of some of these hotlines, he actually was on a Zoom call from his bathtub and actually took a picture of himself in the bathtub and bragged that this is where I'm going to spend the next hour while I'm teleworking. Well, you're not actually working if you're taking a long hot soak in a bubble bath.
I mean, it sounds great, honestly. Wow. It's kind of cold outside. Yeah. There's some snow around. Who wouldn't want to work from the tub? You love the tub.
I took a nice soak when we went up to Loon Mountain.
I take one every day. But I also think that this is the reason why customer service has gone way downhill. Like, well, tell me why. And you can't talk to anybody. They're like, oh, sorry. Talk to Erica, the robot.
Right.
Erica doesn't have my answer.
Whenever you know you order Chipotle online and the order might be wrong, just deal with Pepper, the AI. It's over in 5 minutes. It's easy.
They are the worst.
Really?
Which if you
don't like those?
No. If you can't get a human.
You want a human.
I want a human.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see.
Let's have this conversation without mentioning any companies, please. Thank you. I've had to dump like three things.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just going forward.
Text message option.
We're running a business.
Sorry.
It's okay. God in heaven.
Now, this may change.
Uh-huh.
because the new administration yesterday offered federal workers the chance to take a deferred resignation, which means that they would agree now to resign, but they would get paid through September. And there is a suggestion that I'd be interested, because we probably have some who work for the federal government who listen to the show, interested what you're going to do. But there is an estimate that 5 to 10% of federal workers will take that buyout.
Really?
And if they do, that would save the U.S. government $100 billion annually.
Wow.
$100 billion annually.
I'd put that on the table, but really, people would give up their job because they don't want to go back to the office?
So there's another side to this that we have to figure out. I don't know who will, whether it's our president or Congress, but the child care costs are in-effing-sane.
Yes.
For really not child care. It's like 30 kids to a room, and people work literally just to pay child care. That's not the way a society should work. And I understand this. The other side to this, too. 5 years ago, could you imagine someone uttering the sentence, there's no way my company can force me to go into the office? Literally, like, we've all been rewired after the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, if you weren't hired for remote work, you can't demand that you work remotely.
But Curtis, think about before 2020. Like, people used to go to a workout class, you know, 5 a.m., then go to the office for 9 hours, and then leave there and go for after work drinks, and then have dinner, and then go home, and then do it all again the next day. And it was this hamster wheel that I loved when I was doing it. But it seems like it's such a crazy concept now. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to go out for drinks after with their coworkers. Nobody wants to go to the workout class at 5 a.m. before getting to showering at the gym before getting to the office. Like, it's a different world. Yeah.
But would you want to, like, if you had the option to, like, say, I would work from home and I don't have to do all that stuff? No one really wants to be on the hamster wheel. They're like, oh, well, you're telling
me. I like it. I like the hamster wheel.
I mean, Greg, but I would.
I like coming in here. I like.
You do.
You're right. Yes.
But I think the job is different. Maybe you're different. If you would have asked the a large portion of people, would you like to work from home? That you would get more people saying yes than going, you know.
Can we stop? I don't have any dumps to use.
Well, you can say that.
You can't.
No, you can't. You absolutely cannot.
Of course I can say that. This is America.
This is America.
That's not how that works. There's licenses that need to be given out.
A bunch of prudes over there on the buttons.
We're going to have a big meeting after this, I feel.
Can I say HJ?
Yeah, that's fine.
Nap. If you said to somebody, would you like a nap every other hour at work, they would say yes, but that's because the option is there.
Right, but now I think to Courtney's point, a lot of these, or maybe Curtis, or whoever, a lot of these places are giving them what people are saying, oh, now I'm used to this,
right.
I'm not coming back in. And so what do these companies do other than fire them?
Yep. All right. Well, those are the leads this morning.
Right.
Well done by everybody.
Yep.
That is good.
That dumb button got to work out.
From now on, every time we say nap, I'm going to think it's the other word, which is kind of fun for the show.
I like it.
That could be code.
Yeah, we should start doing codes.
That's smart.
Wait till Ken figures it out. He cracks it.
All right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins fell to the Sabres on the road. 7-2 was the final thanks to a 4-score third period by Buffalo. Mason Lowry and Brad Marchand both scored while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 26 saves in the loss. The Bruins come back home for a game with the Jets tomorrow, but the Celtics are home tonight. They have the Bulls in town. Sam Hauser, Al Horford, and Jason Tatum are all questionable for this one. Drake May was named a Pro Bowl alternate yesterday. He will be replacing Josh Allen, who declined to participate in the game. The Pro Bowl is Sunday in Orlando. And get fresh savings on chicken today at Shaw's and Star Market. Pick up value pack Purdue Roaster or Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs or leg quarters bone in for an amazing 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Oh, man. I love when, like, older parents talk about how the cost of childcare has always been similar. Like, go outside.
Curtis, you should talk about the added expense that you have to do once
a month. How much is it now? It's expensive when I had kids.
I mean, I'm very grateful that I get James at 11 every day. But yesterday, my lovely school that is free for me has a teacher's conference for about 30 people where I'm bringing savory and sweet products. $160 yesterday at Flower for the entire staff.
Oh, they tell you when you bring the treats in?
Well, yeah, it was right before James, so I had to get it, you know, direct. I didn't want to get it the night before.
Did you volunteer for it, or are they?
I think we volunteered. But you can't say no. Like, every parent gets a day. Oh, my God.
Do they still do grades, or is it like pass and almost pass? Like,
well, James just started pre-algebra.
You'll probably get an A out of it.
Yeah.
If the treats were good enough.
He seems excited for trigonometry.
Right. The A is for admissions, and I'm always grateful for you and Courtney for what you tolerated last year. Anyway, we should reenact that. 26 degrees, mostly cloudy, afternoon high of 45.